Let me tell the world. Yes, let me tell the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Let me tell the world. Really, the world is just always waiting to hear our story. It's always waiting to hear what we think and what we feel and what we believe. And can you imagine that there are people on this earth who are excited about life? Yes, really, more excited than we are. I would say the poets, the artists, the sculptors, the writers, the people who write music, the people who write the words for music. And can you imagine, oh yes, they're doing it for movie scripts, they're doing it for this program or that program. They have some mentor who is getting them going or somebody who is paying the way. But can you see, oh what a beautiful morning, oh what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling, everything's going my way. Yes, I have to tell the world. Let me tell the world how wonderful I feel, how wonderful I see the world, how wonderful I see everything in the world. Yes, the world is filled with joy. The world is filled with harmony. The world is filled with peace. The world is filled with every good possibility I could ever desire. Yes, the world is filled with all these wonderful things, and I am the one who tells the world about it. But really, I'm not telling the world about it. I'm reminding myself about it. I am reminding myself about how wonderful the world is. I'm reminding myself about how wonderful I think everything is. Can you imagine the author of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning? What he had in mind, was he sparkling in his heart? Was he sort of overjoyously shouting out to the world, yes, it's a wonderful day. Yes, it's a beautiful day. Yes, it's a glorious day. And he was saying that that's how he feels. That's how he thinks. That's how he acts. You have to be that way. If you're going to shout it out to the world, if you're going to sing it, if you're going to give beautiful world poems and prayers and stories and beautiful thoughts to the world, they've got to be inside of you first. They've got to be inside of me first. They have to be at the very heart of me, at the very soul of me, at the very being of me, where I am. Yes, that's what it's all about. And that's how it's all about, and how great that is. Yes, truly, how great that is. It tells me exactly where I am. It tells me exactly what I am thinking, what I am doing, what I am believing, what I am desiring. It tells me what I'm telling the world, what I'm telling the world, what I'm exuding from my very being and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything is going my way. Could we wake every morning with that song on our lips, bubbling out from inside of us, bubbling out from the fact that we are alive, that we are living in our wonderful bodies, that our bodies are more glorious than anything at all. We may have a little malady here or there, but that's passable. That we release, and we claim the goodness that we are. We claim all the wonder we are. We claim the magic that we are. We claim this body to be something spectacular. We claim this body to be something outstanding, remarkable, because that's who we are. Yes, that's who we are. We are outstanding. We are remarkable. We are really something very great indeed. Because that's all that life is. Life is only what we shout out to it. Life is only what we sing to it. Life is only what we know about it. And what do you know about life? What do you know about life? What do you tell about life? Yes, let me tell the world. Okay. Do I want the world to look at me and see me as a happy person, as a joyous person, as a fantastic person? Do I want the world to look at me and see me as a person that is filled with peace and joy and happiness? Yes, I do. Well, if that is the truth about me, I have to shout it out. I have to sing it out to the world. I have to tell it to the world. Let me tell the world who I really am. The world is just waiting to know who I really am. The world is just waiting to hear what it is about me that I like. The world is just waiting to know what attitude I have in my mind about me. And then, as the world knows it, it says, yes, you're right. Yes, that's a smiley guy. Yes, that's a happy person. Yes, that's a joyous being. Yes, that's somebody who is supercalifragilistic, expialidocious, wonderful beyond imagination, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And the more that I say that, the more that I am that, the more that the world shouts that to me and responds to me and says, yes, you are wonderful. Yes, you are fantastic. Yes, you are glorious. Yes, you are great. You are marvelous. We say that to ourselves. We say that to the world. Now, what's sort of a little kicker that goes in there to help us to accomplish this? And when we can look at all the world and find the good in the world. When we can look at every person we meet and find good in them. Oh, it may be difficult sometimes, but we find good in them. And how do we find good in them? We find good in them because it's a reflection of who we are within ourselves. If you find not good in someone, if you find something that's not right, not beautiful, not outstanding, not amazing in another person, that's in you. So you don't want to find that. You do not want to find that. You want to find all of the good things. So you look at yourself and you say, well, I'm a healthy, happy, hearty person. I'm a joyful person. I am filled with love. So then you look at everybody else and you see everyone else happy, hearty, joyful, and filled with love. And as you look at everyone from that point of view, as you look at everybody as your reflection, that reflection will come right back to you. That reflection will be right back in your heart, right back in your soul, right back in your being, and how good that feels. When you go with another person and you say to them, now, I'm going to show you something very special. Now, close your eyes. Now, take my hand. Now, let's walk around the corner. Okay, now open your eyes. And there is a glorious waterfall flowing down, cascading down the mountain. And the other person hadn't seen it. They had never seen that because they had just arrived by plane and they were taken by car to where they are. And you're taking them to this very special event. And wow, they are awestruck. They are illumined. They are, wow, how beautiful that is. How glorious that is. Yes. Let me tell the world how beautiful it is. Let me tell the person when we greet them coming from the plane, or we greet them coming from the train, or we greet them coming from their car, and they come into the house in the evening, they come home from school, they come from anywhere, and we greet them, and we say, how was your day? Oh, I'm sure you had a wonderful day. You don't expect them to tell you a naughty day. You expect them to tell you a wonderful day. And so they start telling you all the wonderful things that happened that day, and that's their way of saying, let me tell the world. Yes, and it's your way of saying, let me tell the world by drawing it out of everyone, by sparkling it forth from yourself to everyone, through everyone, and all the world looks at you, and you look at all the world as glorious and good. Every moment of my life, I say, let me tell the world how wonderful it is. Let me tell the world how glorious it is. Let me tell the world how fantastic it is, because that's the truth. And that's what I live by. And that's what you live by too. And that's what everyone lives by. Let me tell the world. Let that be your thought for today. Let me tell the world how wonderful it is and how wonderful I am. Yes, yes, yes.